There are people who drive us crazy at our jobs, but science hasn't given that particular problem a lot of thought. Recently, a guy named Will Phelps may have made some small progress in this area. He wanted to figure out if one person in a workplace can ruin a workplace. Not just disrupt the way that people get along and fill coworkers with weird feelings and uncomfortable moments that they think about for hours afterwards, but could one person actually lower productivity? Does one bad apple spoil the whole bunch?
First off, can I maybe just describe a little bit what kind of behaviors count as bad apple behaviors?
This is Will Phelps. I reached him on the phone in the Netherlands, where these days he is an assistant professor of management at the Rotterdam School of Management. But back when he was in grad school doing this research, he read all the relevant studies on teamwork and group dynamics, looking for clues about bad apple behavior. And he didn't find much. But he did find, buried in correlation tables and footnotes, three personality types, three kinds of behavior that seem to hurt group dynamics and group performance in a bad apple sort of way.
And these three sets of behaviors are, well, in sort of layman's terms, you'd say someone who is a real jerk, who attacks or insults others, someone who's a slacker, who does less than they can, and then finally someone who's sort of a depressive pessimist. So if you have team member or an office mate who's a real jerk, slacker, or a depressive pessimist, there's a chance, or at least, and actually maybe a fairly good chance, that they might spoil the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we in the laboratory is that we create bad apples in the laboratory and see what effects they have. We create these by hiring confederates.
Now you're saying confederate, you mean you hire an actor.
Exactly. Yeah. So we hire an actor, and in particular, so what I did is I just advertised for someone who was willing to participate in experiments and maybe display negative behavior, and got a number of people who auditioned. There were maybe 12 people who showed up, and there was one guy who was head and shoulders better than everybody else.
The actor was a college student named Nick Fessitelli, and once Will had him, he started his experiment. It went like this. He got college students and put them into teams of four. That would be three undergraduates plus the actor who was undercover. The other undergrads didn't know that he was an actor in cahoots with the researchers. Will gave all the groups the same task to do. It was an exercise where they made some basic management decisions. And Will told them that they would be scored and there would be a prize of $100 per person for the group that did the best. So they were motivated to do well.
They would work together for maybe about 45 minutes on this task. We would videotape this. And this actor, Nick, he would display one of three types of bad apple behavior, right? He'd either be a jerk, a slacker, or a depressive pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
And first, the sort of jerk behavior, right? What we did was someone would make a comment. He would say, "Are you kidding me?" He would also make comments like, have you actually taken a business course before? To sort of embarrass them or insult them.
How would he do slacker?
Well, one, he would sort of lean back in his chair, maybe put his feet up on the desk, and then he would start text messaging a friend on his cell phone. And sometime during the experiment, he would pull out a meal, right? So he would pull out a sandwich and a Coke.
And then how did he do depressive?
Yeah, in that case, what he would do is... In some ways,
because I gotta say, he's only got 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Like it's such a small palette with which to communicate depressive.
It was challenging for him, and he would put his head down on the table and just look like, I don't know, his cat had died. That was what he said was sort of his mental inspiration.
The scripts that the actor used are included in Appendix A of Will's study, and they specify that the depressive pessimist will complain that the task that they're doing is unenjoyable. And make statements doubting the group's ability to succeed. That the jerk will state that other people's ideas are not adequate, but will offer no alternatives himself. And he'll say, "You guys need to listen to the expert. Me." That the slacker character will say, "Whatever," and, "I really don't care." Now, the conventional wisdom in the research on this kind of thing is that none of this should have had much effect on the group at all. Groups are powerful. Group dynamics are powerful. And so groups dominate individuals, not the other way around. There's tons of research going back decades demonstrating that people conform to group values and norms. But Will found the opposite.
invariably, the groups that had this actor Nick behaving in these ways would perform worse. And this despite the fact that there were, in some groups, people who were very talented, very smart, very likable.
In fact, the actor's behavior had a profound effect. In dozens of trials, over and over, when he acted like a bad apple with a group, that group would perform 30 to 40% worse than groups without a bad apple. And even more surprising to Will was how dramatic the effect was on the way people in the groups treated each other.
People would argue and fight, and they would not share their relevant information. They would communicate less. When he was really any of these types of bad apples. But what was sort of eerily surprising was how these team members would start to sort of take on his characteristics. So, for example, I mean, we videotaped all of these, and you would see that people would start, well, so when he was a jerk, they would be a jerk too, right? So they would start being a little bit insulting or abrasive or obnoxious. And what was really interesting is that they wouldn't just do it sort of in response to him, but also to each other, right? So this sort of like a spillover effect.
When Nick acted like a slacker, the spillover effect would kick in, and eventually someone else in the group would declare that the task they'd been given just wasn't important.
Someone would eventually say, let's just get this over with. let's just fill in some responses and get out of here. And they would just mark down anything and then give up. What was maybe the most interesting and surprising was with the depressive pessimist. You know, I just remember watching this video where you start out, all the members are sitting up straight, energized, very excited to take on this potentially interesting and challenging task. And then by the end, they are like him, all with their heads on the desk. So which is very strange. You're not used to seeing a group of people who are sort of sprawled out on the desk as they do any kind of a job or a task.
What's This American Life from WBEZ Chicago, distributed by Public Radio International. I'm Ira Glass. Today on our show, we have stories of bad apples and people who are accused of being bad apples. Like, for example, one family who refused to vaccinate their kids for measles, and then that led to a measles outbreak with quarantines and lots of other kids getting sick. Comedian Mike Birbiglia explains in our show today how he personally, single-handedly, ruined a charity fundraiser. And Nancy Updike tells the story of a special place, a magical place, a place where no one is allowed to ruin things for anyone else. Because in this last week, as we've been putting together this show, I've really been struck at how common bad apples are. Truthfully, I've been kind of haunted by my conversation with Will Phelps. Hearing about his research, you realize just how easy it is to poison any group. Will Phelps told me about this study that somebody did looking at all kinds of industries and businesses, and what they found is that the best predictor of how any team performs is not how great the best member is, or what the average member of the group is like. It all comes down to what your worst team member is like. The teams with the worst person at the bottom, those teams perform the poorest. That's harsh. And I got to say, everybody in our office who's heard Will's interview, we were talking about this earlier today, each of us has had moments this past week where we individually by ourselves have wondered, am I doing bad apple stuff? You know, am I the bad apple unwittingly? And when I talked to Will about this, I asked him if he found himself doing this as well in his own workplace. Here's his response.
Yes, I have become very sensitive to this type of behavior. I mean, I catch myself sometimes. Well, I'm just very worried now about my effect on other people. I have to say, I used to tease a lot more. You know, I used to kind of poke fun at people and their tendencies a lot more than I do now. You know, I thought this was fun, this was building camaraderie, that this was something that they appreciated. But what was interesting is, for example, watching these experiments with this actor, people would, for example, even laugh at his jokes. You know, when he was making fun of someone else, they would all laugh. But then afterwards, for example, when they would rate whether or not they would be willing to work on this team again, they would say, definitely not. I hated this. It was having a really negative impact, and I guess that just rubbed off on me. So I just stopped being, I don't know, I stopped teasing so much.
Now, of course, this is just one study in the laboratory. As Will points out, group dynamics in the real world, where people work together for more than 45 minutes, may be different in some ways, yet to be studied. Though Will did see one glimmer of hope in his research. It was in one group in the study. It was the most surprising thing that happened during this research, something that completely caught Will off guard.
There's one group where the bad apple didn't spoil the barrel. There was one group that performed really well.
And what was that group doing?
There was just one guy who was particularly good leader. And what he would do is he would ask questions and he would engage all the team members and diffuse conflicts. And I found out later that he's actually the son of a diplomat. So his father, I guess, is a diplomat from, some South American country. And he had this amazing diplomatic ability to diffuse the conflict that normally would emerge when this actor Nick would display all this, real jerk behavior.
Seeing this diplomat's son do his thing has led Will to his next research project, which is about whether a group leader can change the dynamics and performance of a group simply by going around and asking questions, soliciting everyone's opinions, making sure everybody is heard. If that is true, if listening is all that it takes to overcome bad behavior, if listening is more powerful than meanness, sloth, or depression, it's like a trick from a children's story. A golden rule kind of lesson that seems way too after-school special to possibly be true. That by listening to each other, trying to understand each other, we can get to the point where nobody can ruin things for everyone else.